Hey there, kiddos. Looks like you found your dad's anime stash. And it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, so I can make black people jokes. Well, I don't get to go because I'm black? That's fuck.
Oh, we didn't invite you because we hate you.
Nah, that's fine. I didn't want to show up anyway.
Don't show up sometimes. And then you don't respond.
Look, I didn't do that. I showed up. It was late, but I showed up.
How many times did I sent you a link and you just didn't do anything?
I don't remember.
Look. Our marital disputes are not the point of this podcast. I can't tell you how many Digimon images and videos I've sent you and just heard nothing back. So,
oh, I was supposed to respond to them?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
I look at them. Sometimes I think I respond and I don't. You ever do that where you just like look at it?
No. I mean, like, I lie and type everything. Say that sometimes, but like, if I don't respond, I was just like, I'm not responding.
Oh, no. Sometimes I'll actually type out the whole message and think I hit send and just close it. And then it's like 3 weeks later and I'm like, well, it's too late to respond to it now, right? It'd
just be insulting to respond at that point. You know who would never wait three weeks to respond to a text?
Mark?
Mark who?
I don't know what his last name is. I can't think. Mark? Damon.
Mark Evans.
Evans. It is Evans. That's stupid.
The greatest anime name ever.
I don't know. I like Kevin Dragonfly.
There's some good ones in here, man. So, Inazuma 11. I made it pretty clear that I like it over the past couple of weeks. I did not think I was going to.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. The game is funny, bro. I found this show through the video game. I don't know. It was like a little cheap, like $5, $10 game that my brother bought on the DS one day for like shits and giggles. And I ended up spending hours playing the game. And then I don't know how I got on the internet and searched it, but somehow I did. And I found out they had an anime and it was awesome. And
It's its own thing.
Like I just can't describe it. It's Inazuma 11.
Yeah. The problem is you're on a podcast where your job is to describe it. But I'm with you. It's got that something. Every really good thing has to have just like something no one else has. And Inazuma 11, I'm not 100% sure what it is, but it has it. You want to watch the next episode.
Yes.
You want to watch the next episode.
Yeah. And it's not good. It's not like the most well-written show. It's not the most. It's because I remember watching the first episode and like there's a scene where he's holding his hand or something and the fingers look like they're like a mile apart. And I'm like, why is there, he has like an alien, like, what do you call it when they do the Vulcan fingers? Yeah. I was like, he has a Vulcan hand. Why? What's going on? And then his hand just like comes together normally, and it's entertaining. It's
really weird because it's like it seems like the best animation they could possibly do for the money they had, which was not great, but you can tell they put some effort in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's they use a lot of the same footage, but I mean, it has that. You know what it reminds me of? Saturday morning cartoons.
It has a Digimon animation style. It has a very Digimon feel to it. It really
Digimon
does.
And Metapods.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of. And it's just like it, especially if you could watch it weekly. Like I think I actually watched it the first time, like not weekly at first, but I eventually caught up. And like I was waiting weekly. Hey, what's the matter? My dog was crying.
It probably wants to watch Inazuma 11.
Probably, or she wants to bite the other dog, and the other dog doesn't want to let her bite her.
Yeah, that's your dog.
Like play bite. Play bite. Not eat bite.
So, Mark Evans should be so fucking annoying. But he's not. Somehow he's not.
He's like Naruto with the goalkeeper.
He's more like Rock Lee, man.
Yeah. So
you'd think, like, if he was in any other anime, I'd be like, just shut the fuck up, man. All right? Stop smiling. Everything's going wrong.
Yeah. Like, his training regimen is very weird for a goalkeeper. Because I don't see how holding a tractor tire on your back and then throwing another tractor tire at you and punching it.
Do you play soccer?
I have played soccer.
I guess you probably know then.
I mean, I don't think goalkeepers do that, but I wasn't ever a goalkeeper.
I mean, the good ones do.
I mean, probably. I mean, I could see how it could be helpful, like the stopping the tire, but not wearing a tire.
The plot is so fucking weird, man. he's like the Mark Evans, his grandpa, who he never met, who he just fucking adores. He loves
him. Who's apparently 40 years. 40? I'm assuming it was his grandfather that was the last guy to use the God Hand.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's been 40 years since I've seen the God Hand.
But, like, he never met the guy. He just absolutely adores everything about him. He wants to play soccer because he found his old notebook. It's full of fucking
scribbly scratch and
fucking dirt on some pages that somehow Mark puts together to be all these secret moves. And his grandpa was part of this amazing soccer team called the Inazuma 11, who didn't win the championship years ago.
Yeah. And apparently Royal Academy wins, like, for 40 years straight.
Yeah. But then they fucking don't.
But they're not.
Academy.
Oh, shit. Their
soccer coach, what was it, Ray Dark?
Right? That's the name? I don't remember.
Oh, my God. What if it was Ray Dark?
It probably was. Because the names are...
Obviously bad guy. He's like, he's pushing Ray Dark. With his
captain
Jude, it's another ridiculous character, and I like the way that they like don't waste any time pointing out that he's really a good guy.
Yeah,
like the first episode he comes in and he's like, "We're gonna kill everyone and win."
The first episode,
the daughter of the superintendent or whatever tells Mark that if their team doesn't win one game against
the best team
in the world, they have to break up.
That wins the soccer super fantastic magical cup or something.
Something like that.
If they don't, they win it every year and they have to beat this team. Year.
And here's what bugs me. Like, the Academy's been undefeated for 40 years. And they give up.
Yeah, they just give up.
The Academy, and they don't mention it again. They're still just like, oh, they're undefeated. That game didn't.
it technically it doesn't. It was an exhibition match.
It's an exhibition game, and they're like up 10-0, and they're just like, we give up.
I think it was like 14-1 whenever they finished. Because the one dude. The best character's name is Willie Glass. Because he's like, I'll wait until you only have 10 people and then come and talk to me and then I'll join your team so I could be
I want to be the savior.
And they do, and then he leaves because they're beating the hell out of this team of junior high student with the soccer ball. At one point they're like purposely kicking the ball directly into Mark's face. They're just like, I think they're just aiming for Mark's face. And oh man, it's so good. I love it. I wish I could kick a ball at Mark's face all day.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the goal.
Oh man. And then the character designs in this show are really, really something. They're really something. Like the
Axel Blaze Super Saiyan.
Oh yeah, Axel Blaze.
The whole point of
it's like a fever dream.
The whole point of this exhibition game was so Royal Academy could see Axel Blaze. Was that?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I got from it. Because and it then was they like.
Go nowhere with that.
Yeah, I mean, apparently the year before, but he's a freshman this year. They played in the championships against him. And I guess he stopped playing because his
because his sister got hit by a car and she's in a coma. But he thinks
which if he
hadn't been playing soccer, she'd be
fine. Yeah, because he promised that he'd show her that super cool kick that he has, which is her words, not mine. But it is a super cool kick too. I forget what it's called. Is it the Twister? Something Twister or something?
Yeah, he's got
Tornado. Something Tornado.
Yeah, he. Man, who's the other guy? Him and the other guy make a move together.
That's Kevin Dragonfly.
Kevin Dragonfly.
The dude with the pink hair and the line in his head. I think the one that he's like. Most of the characters have like a similar like design philosophy, kind of like they look similar, but he just like his body proportions are so weird compared to he looks like a 30-year-old.
They're like, we're gonna draw a 30-year-old on this screen, and I bet no one says shit. And
the voice actors are great.
Because oh
they do the perfect voices for these characters.
Like, awful in the worst possible way.
Yes.
Like, they knew exactly when to do bad voices. And that's what made it so good.
Yeah. No. Like, what was it?
Captain himself.
Captain. Yeah, we can kind of hear you a little. Might want to. So, Mark, we were just talking about how those kids are kicking that ball in your face for about an hour.
Is that any better?
Yeah. A lot better.
Okay.
So, Mark, we're talking about sports anime.
Yeah.
And the main character's name is Mark.
It's my jam.
Evans.
Yet here you are, not having seen one episode.
You didn't watch it?
No. I went.
He's got excuse.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I went from literally doctors to getting drugged up so I could go to the con and then getting back and having all the pain come back when I thought it was gone.
Oof.
So I'm back to the doctors again next week.
Oh, sounds like fun. Well, you know what you should do when you're waiting for to see the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Watching Azuma 11.
Okay, so I thought you get so convinced me. What's
It's perfect. It's a great show.
It really is a shockingly good show.
Yeah, no, it really is good though. Like it's we were talking about
older.
It
was older, right?
No, it's not that old.
Not old, but like.
It's like in that 2010 years. Yeah, it's like in that 2010.
Okay, not too bad.
But if you looked at it, you would think it was way older than that, because it definitely looks like it's Metabots era. Like,
it looks like an older animation style.
But it's so Saturday morning cartoon, Mark. Like, it's just a delight to all the senses. It's like some of the character naming in this show is so like, you know how most shows they follow like in Bleach, for example, since it's popular right now. Bleach, they like for all the Aran car, it's all like Spanish names and stuff, and then for all the Quincy's, it's all like German stuff. This show, it goes from Mark Evans to Ray, what was it, Dark Ray or something.
Axel Blaze.
Axel, Kevin Dragonfly.
Kevin Dragonfly.
Jesus. This sounds like names. Glass. This sounds Willy like Glass. Names from, like, Golden Sun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it feels very Golden Sun at times. Oh, man.
Well, I think it might be.
Daemon, what is it, Raymon? This school is Raymon or Daemon?
It's Raymon. Dude,
Daemon is a... Eyeshield 21. That's why. Yeah. Nathan Swift. Yeah. That's
Jack
the blue...
Wallside.
Classic. Who's Jack Wall? Is that the dude with the green hair?
That's the
Green afro?
Green hair, yeah.
he looks like a Jack Wallside.
Okay. Jim Wraith. Jim Wraith is a fucking great character.
Jesus.
Oh, I know him.
So Jim Wraith is this guy who joins the team.
That's the sad guy, right?
He's the sad guy who joins the team because he doesn't think people think he's real.
Yeah. And he has the we were just talking about voice actors. His voice actor is great. Like, he did that.
So you both watched dubbed?
Oh, yeah. It's the only way to watch it.
This is the kind of show you want to watch dubbed.
Yes, I promise. Okay. You definitely want to watch this show dubbed. The voice acting is so bad, it's beyond amazing.
It's bad in the best.
It's so bad, it's good.
Oh, man. Yes. I guess I believe in that now because I just remembered. I mean, I can't even call it bad, though. It's just, It's what I like to call perfect. Like, it's bad and it could be better, but it would make it worse.
Let me put it this way, Mark. Sense. Do you like Cobra Kai?
I love Cobra Kai.
It stole literally everything from this show. Imagine if they were playing soccer. That's what
Cobra Kai but with soccer.
I kind of want to hear this explanation.
Dude is Johnny Lawrence.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. Was
1 second pointing out the great kid who's just being led astray.
Yeah.
By those demons over at Cobra Kai.
Oh, that. I mean, he does try to kill some kids to win a soccer game.
Okay.
Well, I mean, sometimes you have to do what you need to do to win. I mean,
Jude never tries to kill anyone. So Jude's goal is to...
There's a lot of...
What's wearing goggles and a cape?
Jude. He wears a cape! I forgot about the cape. I was, like, thinking about describing
While they're playing soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, of course. He has, he has tie goggles right and everything.
On the far right.
Yeah, the guy on the right. Yeah.
Where's the downside to doing that when you're playing soccer?
He's wearing more that aerodynamic. Cape? The cape probably. So listen, Jude's whole thing is he's been adopted by this rich man, right?
I don't like that. I don't like where this is going. Adopted
by regular people, but he made a deal with the. He made a deal with the. What is that sound? That's not me, is it?
I don't hear anything. I don't think I hear anything. Yeah, no, I don't hear anything. Sai, do you hear anything?
I don't.
Okay. So anyways, so he wears a cape and goggles when he plays soccer, which I don't know. Have you played a lot of soccer, Sai?
Yes, I actually have.
So do you also think that the cape would have helped?
In truth, no. In anime, yes.
In anime logic, yes. In actual logic, yeah, probably not.
I mean, oh man, didn't like...
Then again, though, when I was a kid, though, because I played soccer for like 14 years. I will say when I first
somebody
started playing,
broke into his house, I believe.
Is that an alarm?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. When I was like 8 or 9 playing soccer, 100% the cape would have made me
better.
Way better.
They're like middle school. They're like middle school.
How old are you in? What's that? Like 12?
That's like 12, 11. It's gotta be 12, 11 13 or 12, or something right?
Like that. Somewhere around, yeah.
You're like 14 and a freshman or 15?
Depends on if you're like, because I was early, because I graduated high school at like early at 17.
I graduated at 18, and I believe I was 14 when
I was
started.
17 and a half. Yeah, so I was 13 when I started high school.
But my birthday always fell. My birthday is in April, so it kind of.
Oh yeah, I was on that.
So call. I barely made 18 before I graduated.
So what happened was, Jude's dad is like, "Hey, if you win the soccer championship, I'll adopt your sister too."
Jesus, that's not insanely messed up to tell a 12-year-old kid.
It's super insane. And then like he's just like, sorry about that, I should have just adopted her anyway. And then you don't talk about it again. He's like, sorry, Jesus. I let you that psycho raid dark.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah, sorry, I could have like given you a good life. But
he did give him a good life. He was happy.
I mean, like his sister, like. Like,
did we ever talk about the giant train that they used to demolish, I guess, school buildings was in the beginning of this, like the intro, like the first scene that you see? I'm assuming that was Royal Academy, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
It was like the first scene. I don't know.
That all makes perfect sense, though.
It's like, you know that big like bus, I guess it is, that they show up to the school in? Whenever they come over to play Braymon, Royal Academy.
You going to Digimon here?
It looks very Digimon. This whole show looks very Digimon.
Oh my god. So, there's a character named Bobby Shearer, right?
Of course, yeah.
Of course. So Bobby Shearer is a spy from Royal Academy.
Got it. Makes total
sense.
And they
find out about it. So you know what Mark does? He just says, fuck it. Let's keep playing soccer. And they do.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. So Bobby has been talking about his dead friend, Eric, right? He's like, my friend Eric Eagle was the best soccer player in the U.S., but he got hit by a car and died.
What?
They're like 12.
Bro. It's funny how many people are getting hit by cars in this show. Because Axel Blaze's little sister got hit by a car too.
So the best part is at the towards the end of season one when Bobby gets a letter from Eric saying that he's actually alive and he's coming to Japan to visit him.
Of course.
So Eric shows up and he's like, I told my dad to tell you guys I was dead because I couldn't play soccer and I didn't want you to see me that way.
Okay.
His dad is just like, of course, anything for you, buddy.
Let me tell all of your best friends that you died.
Oh man, this show is so, it's any other show can, you have to walk such a tightrope to maybe to keep this show as entertaining as it is.
Dies.
They didn't though. They were just like, "Fuck it, whatever." So the whole
you'll watch it anyway, kind of vibe.
The first half of
once you watch one, the first episode, you might as well buckle in because you're stuck. It's
you're like, I want to see where this is going. First half of season one is they're in the soccer tournament to play Royal Academy, the unbeaten academy right. for 40 years, who they beat in the first episode. So
1-15. And they win.
So they end up beating Royal Academy, right? After playing all these wacky teams. One team has
a cult.
Jungle people and the cult. So
okay.
That literally hypnotizes the entire team.
Until Mark figures it out. Mark's just like, don't look at the captain. Like, why were they all looking at the captain?
And then, like, it's don't look at the captain, but then the coach does it something, too. So they have to look at the coach for it to activate.
So after they beat that wacky lineup, they beat Royal Academy, and they go on to the championships, right? Royal Academy also gets to go to the championships because they've won the last 40 years in a row. So then in the whole thing is they're ready for that rematch with Royal Academy, who loses their first round and gets knocked out of the tournament. And I did not see that coming.
No.
I was like, what?
Literally, the first time I watched it, I did that. Because if any team loses in the first round in a sports anime, it's usually the team you're following, not the team that they're trying to...
That's true.
So, that was the catalyst, though. So Jude, the bad guy, could join their team.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
Pulling together the super team. Oh my god, I almost forgot about their original.
The bad guy.
No, he's a good kid.
Oh, all right.
He's been like
Johnny Lawrence.
Oh, like, right. The Johnny Lawrence guy.
What is Jude's last name?
The first coach of the Raymond 11.
Uh huh.
Do you remember what he does?
No.
He puts a bomb on their bus. He's gonna blow up their bus.
Yeah.
Okay. As you do when you're competing in middle school soccer.
It's important. So he gets arrested, obviously.
Well, yeah.
They decide that they're you're not gonna
That's Josh's favorite
all time.
So their coach is the guy who owns the noodle shop, obviously.
Hey,
who else would it be?
Oh yeah. It's not a hobo? Sometimes it's a hobo.
It should have been a hobo. But
we watched Inazuma 11. he got pretty far. I think I got like to episode 10 or something. The aliens? Did you get to the aliens, Josh?
I just watched the first season.
Aliens. Okay.
I watched them. So the last All thing right, I saw aliens. Was they won the tournament in the sky.
No, he didn't get to it.
They won the
in
tournament
the sky.
On the island where against the gods.
Yeah, he saw up to the part where they beat the gods.
Zeus Academy.
Zeus.
Who?
Better, you mean?
When did we get Saint Seiya mixed in this?
So listen, here's the best part. They're gods because Ray Dark is giving them performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember that. Oh,
it's so amazing.
Sure.
Dark, who they... So Ray Dark tries to kill them in the middle. And then he gets put to jail. And then he just walks out of jail. They're like, he just walked out. That's not an explanation, man. What are you talking about?
It is. He just walked out. What do you mean? Yeah, that tells us exactly how he got out.
Yeah, as you do.
He opened the... Why was the door open?
Yeah, you should have liked that, dude. He seems like he's a pretty bad guy.
I mean, his name is Ray Dark.
So then you find out Ray Dark. The name, yeah.
Oh, my God. Then you find out Ray Dark killed Mark's grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, had some rough childhood, I guess.
Which, I mean, Ray Dark looks pretty young.
So Ray Dark was part of Inazuma 11, but he got bumped off the team for Mark's grandpa.
Oh.
So he wanted his revenge because now he hates soccer.
Wait, is that why? Did he blow up the bus and kill? Is that how he killed grandpa there?
I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
But I feel the captain of the team. They're about to go to their big match with Zeus Academy, and the captain of the team is like, Mark, I need to tell you something. Ray Dark killed your grandpa. They're just about to go to the fucking game. And then
that's the best time to tell him.
The girl who was one of the team captains or coaches or whatever they're calling them, she's like, why the hell would you tell him that now?
What manager. Is the manager.
And the coach is like, I know him. He'll work through it. And then Mark's like, listen, guys, I'm not going to let Ray Dark ruin soccer for me.
Even though I just found out that my family was murdered.
Mark, we didn't tell you about the awesome book his grandpa left.
I don't believe so.
I know none of this sounds like you'll like it. Will. This is the most amazing part. None of it sounds like it should be good, but it is.
Josh has been talking about this show since we got it on the wheel.
Since the wheel landed on it?
Yes. Every episode since.
Well, okay. Well, here's the real question. Are you going to keep watching it?
Yes.
It's good. It doesn't sound good at all. If we were to just like hitch all the plot points we've been doing,
well, yeah,
it would sound like an incoherent mess.
if you left it at like what you just said and like provided no other context, I'd be like, yeah, sure, guys, it sounds great. I'll definitely cue that up.
I'll also tell you that the animation isn't. It's a lot of reused footage.
Yeah, because we're not used to that with
what
we've been watching.
I mean, I think they used all the profits from the DS game to make the show for at least the first season. Because there's like six. I was having trouble figuring out which one you were watching, so I just went with regular Inazuma 11. Because there's like Inazuma 11 Go. There's all kinds of stuff.
Inazuma 11. Luckily, we ended up on the same one.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's a. I think, hang on.
The game is pretty fun, though. It's not as good as the show. It's definitely,
So you picked up the game, too?
I played the game first.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How I originally found this beautiful mess. And it was, oh, man. I watched that, it's left me like four times on this show trying to come up with the appropriate English words
to describe it.
And that's all it is. I always go back to that. It's just, and it's so good.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's so Saturday morning cartoon. Like it.
Okay.
Dust they sprinkled on this is magic.
Yes, it's like every show has, like, how did Josh say it earlier? Every show has that thing, and Inazuma has more than that. It has 11 things.
Yeah.
Because just like listening to them say the names, it'll bring a smile to you. Because they say it like Mark Evans, like,
oh, all dramatic.
Yeah, it's just like Mark Evans. Wait, hold on, this is an anime, right? Yep, it's Mark Evans.
Mark Evans.
Mark Evans. Axel Blaze.
Axel Blaze. Not fit at all.
Wait, Axel. Wait, I need to look up.
He's a Super Saiyan.
No. The guy from Streets of Rage 2 is named Axel. I can't remember his last name.
No, the girl's name is Blaze.
Is it the girl? Yeah, Axel Stone is the dude's name. Axel Stone.
Not as good as Blaze.
No, it's not.
But
that's
close.
That's straight out of freaking Streets of Rage. I can't. I can only now think Streets of Rage.
What is the captain of Zeus's team's name? Is it Hercules?
No. How'd you say that?
I forget. I feel like that one is stupid too.
Like, an Ocelot team is so dumb.
Wait, an Ocelot team?
Yeah.
Like the cat?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like the occult team.
Oh yeah. That team. What was the name? Jimmy Wraith? John Wraith.
There's so many thoughts.
Jim Wraith. It's I like it when they go with a basic first name and then just like we need something else and they just open the dictionary. Jack Stoneface, which I kind of like that kid because whenever they're playing a cult, he's like freaking out and I don't know. It's just so good. Jeez. He's like, they're like,
maybe I'll have to start watching.
He's like, Mark, how'd you move? And Mark just goes, hey, but you're moving too. And he goes, oh, you're right. And then that's how he figured out how to be.
How'd you do this moving thing? You mean like, what you just did? Yeah.
Well, their whole thing is they would freeze opponents using magic, but it's really just hypnotism. Which is very confusing and confounding how they can hypnotize them. Because there's like seven layers.
I mean, that's how you win in soccer, right?
I mean...
So I used to play soccer. He's our expert.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You definitely can.
It did not work for me, Sai.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, I wasn't good at hypnotism.
What did work was getting hurt. That worked.
That worked
pretty well.
Usually scoring more goals is what we did. But, I mean, it didn't always work. I mean, sometimes you play a team and then they score one time after you scored, and you go, you know what? We're good, and we give up.
we'll give you that one.
And everyone forgets that we lost to that team, and we're still undefeated.
Like you said, it was an exhibition game.
It was, but it's still stupid. Cause the next episode, I believe they go, they're at what is it called, Royal Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, Jude, you hear about Damon? And they like, he's like, what? He's like, everybody's talking about how they're hot shit now because they beat us.
Okay.
They do, man. They go on a streak.
They do. They play one game to get into the tournament, right? It's just the one. They just play.
One of my favorite parts was that they sent a spy in there, but they're fucking practicing. Out in the open in a field, everybody's watching them.
Yep. And you just drove up to their school. They literally drove up to their school in this big tank bus
to spy.
No,
or the team that was practicing or whatever
when they were going to play the game.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
And it's a very big bus.
It is such a big,
like, obvious enough to where
it kind of looks like Trainmon.
Yeah, from Digimon.
Of course. The other thing I've seen every episode.
You're gonna watch all of Venom 11. Once you watch it, like the first two, it's all a blurry mess.
It's all on YouTube for free. So there's no reason.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, I don't think it's legal, but who cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think technically most of Yu Yu Hakusho is too.
That's where I watched.
New Century Zero.
Yeah.
It was the best one.
It is by far the best one.
I mean, you'll probably get a Zoidsville from this too.
If I get a Zoidsville, then I will watch every episode guaranteed because I freaking love Zoids.
Like, Zoids is not the best, but it's the best for what it is, and it's amazing for that. Jack Sisko.
The early days of
But yeah, I mean, what was that? What is the little Chinese kid's name that's always doing Tai Chi on the side?
The one that looks like a squirrel?
Yes. It's such a name that I don't want to try and mess up that I'd feel bad.
I don't remember.
I know you don't. It's like Tai Chi or Chao. Something. It's very Chinese, and the kid is ugly. It's the ugliest thing. Oh man, no! My favorite character is probably the announcer, just because of how he's drawn.
Yeah,
because he has. I feel like I've seen that in another show, like that exact character with that square head. I'm just trying to think of what show. Like Fairly Odd Parents, I feel like is where I've seen him. Oh, right,
My Hero Academia took Shikamaru from Naruto and popped boobs on him and made a character. So sometimes Mark, I've got some bad news for you.
Yeah,
we're not going to let you rate this anime.
It's It's probably a fair bet.
You could have lied and said you watched a couple of episodes.
I could have, but I wanted to be honest.
Why? What did it get you?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Depression, now, sadness.
I mean, now it got him the chance to watch all of it, and maybe we'll revisit it.
Now that if it's on YouTube, I will start watching.
Everybody write that down, because it's a lie.
And it's not on YouTube?
No.
You're going to be like, well, I was going to, but then I started watching Gundam.
And I died.
Big Machine. I haven't watched Gundam in a while.
The new one's out. It's pretty deep.
I didn't even know there was a new one.
Always a new Gundam.
That's fair.
They put out like 12 series a year.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, what do you think? Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to say that would get people to check out Inazuma 11?
Just give it I don't believe in the 3-show rule, but give this one a 2-show rule. And if you don't like it, you won't ever like it. But if you love it, you'll love it. It's Inazuma 11. It's amazing. We haven't rated it yet, so I don't want to blow my load too quick.
Like, it's got that something.
And we tried to figure out what it was.
It's got that special something that gets you hooked.
That special sauce.
That gutzpah.
It's got the gutzpah.
Yeah.
It's got the shiks appeal.
Yep, there it is.
So what do you think, Sai? How would you rate this?
It's definitely an A+, at least.
I am right there.
It's definitely an A+. It's fun, man. It's just a fun show. Like, it's definitely something you want to watch with someone more.
Thinking as I was watching this, I was like, I want to watch this with my kid when he gets a little bit older.
Probably not, but yeah, maybe a little older.
Well, he's 3, and it's hard to
yeah.
So to Dragon Ball. So
yeah. Well, okay. Well, and I need something new to watch besides One Piece. So maybe this will be the one.
Well, you're about to have something new to watch when you spin the wheel.
That's also true.
Yeah, now you got 2 new shows.
So A+ is from both of you?
It's an A+. This is an all-timer, man. This is an all-timer.
Dang, all-timer. Okay. Okay.
It gets a special plaque.
A special plaque.
Yep.
All right,
we're going to hang it up right here on the thing somewhere, wherever we put our special plaques.
Whenever we're done recording, I'm going to go see if I can download this new Inazuma 11 game on the Switch.
Is there a new one?
I don't know.
Maybe.
They're probably.
I mean, if it was that popular, there was one on the Switch. Yeah. If it was that popular, I would imagine.
It wasn't. I don't think it was.
I don't see why it would be.
How many did it last?
Dude, there's like 5 different shows at least.
You know what? Hang on. Don't spin that.
Okay.
There's a special Inazuma 11 wheel that he made.
Yeah.
it's just each season of the show.
No. All right. Add Inazuma 11 Go to this wheel.
Which one's that?
Just find Inazuma 11 and
Inazuma
put
11 Go.
No, I meant like, is that like a different?
Yeah, it's a different
version.
It's a different show.
It's a different show. I don't think it follows Zuma 11.
It looks like a lot's fucking going on from one post.
All right. Well, there is we are at 95 now with that added.
All right.
Did you want to put Chainsaw Man on there?
Sure.
I mean, we're probably all watching it anyway.
I have not yet.
I watched one.
Really?
No.
Did you not like it?
No, I haven't. So I haven't watched it. I just haven't had time.
So you didn't like it?
I'm not a big. It's not my aesthetic.
Dude's just trying to touch titty.
I mean, yeah, I get that part. That's the part I get.
You saw boobs on the internet.
That one time.
But it's the I don't like the chainsaw head. It throws me, for some reason, it throws me off every time I see it.
All right.
And I'm just like.
There's so many things on my list, but that is on that. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you have 95 things on your list.
Yeah, well, 96.
I waited for the dub of Chainsaw Man because I saw Linda Young, who did the voice of Frieza, post that she was in it, and then she was in one fucking episode. So.
Was she the zombie?
Yeah, she was the zombie in the first episode.
All right. No, I'll eventually Chainsaw Man. Oh, unless it lands on it now, in which case, there you go.
And you'll definitely watch it.
So 96, a couple away from the big triple digits. And getting this wheel to slow down enough to where it can't spin. I don't know how long that takes. That'd probably take a couple hundred different anime on there.
It would probably. But, hopefully that would take a couple thousand. Otherwise, this wheel is shit. Not to say your wheel's not shit. My wheel's way better. But
this wheel's great.
This wheel just has an Inazuma 11 Go and Digimon.
It has a lot on here.
Maybe Chainsaw Man.
It does. Yeah. Right there at the bottom now. All right. Well, let's see what we get.
All right. Let's go.
A gold. Another gem. Like. Inazuma 11.
That'd be perfect.
Shit.
Death Note.
I don't remember when I added this on here.
Death Live Action.
I think we I think when we added this, we said we had to watch the anime and then the live action.
We have to watch the entire anime. That's like 50 episodes.
It's 26.
No, it's not.
Neither. No, it's closer to 50, right?
It's close like... to 100, man.
Really? No way.
I haven't watched Death Note in Jesus since it was coming out.
I've seen Death Note though.
I don't mind Death Note. I just hated how it ended.
Yeah, it ended badly.
Maybe I'm wrong. I've never been wrong with.
Yeah, no, I'd be very surprised. 37 episodes.
37 episodes. That's still, we're not going to watch 37 episodes.
Oh, he's done. He's gone.
He's going to start, man.
He's going to start it now. I was going to, yeah. We were in the, were we dead even? Because he said 50. And I said like 23. Yeah, we were literally in the exact middle of how many episodes it was. Nope. There you go. So I just, so you know, we were both equally incorrect because you said 50 and I said 24. So we were the exact distance off.
Yeah. That's about right. Everyone was off.
We were all off.
I thought there was like 100 episodes. So.
Yeah, it seemed like it was shorter, but yeah. Okay, so Death Note and then the live action.
Which live action?
The one on Netflix.
That one's good. I love Willem Dafoe.
I've never seen that one.
I've heard it's horrible.
I've heard it's bad.
Only if you like the plot. Like, if you like good plots or good acting, then you probably won't like it.
I mean, we did like Inazuma 11, to be fair.
Did like Inazuma. Inazuma 11, it's not the same. Nothing
is Inazuma 11. Inazuma 11 is its own weird. I don't know. Yeah, man. The fucking. Everyone has a special.
No, they don't. That's one of the best parts, man. Hardly anyone. Like three people on the team matter.
Yeah.
Background characters, and then they start picking up characters from other teams.
I mean, that's part of the game. I think they got that from the game, because that's like part of the, like, I think when you beat a team in the game, you get to like pick a character that you want to take from them. So it's kind of like that. So I guess they wanted to put that in the show. I don't know why.
Well, it's on Crunchyroll. If either of you have Crunchyroll.
What, Death Note?
Death Note, yeah.
The live action or the show?
No, the show is on Crunchyroll. It's on Netflix, right? I don't know.
I think
actually.
The regular show is it? I think the regular show is still on Netflix.
I'll just watch my VHS tape.
Do you really have VHS tapes of Death Note?
You guys want me to mail them to you when I'm done so you can watch them too?
Kinda, yeah. You're not wrong, Sai. It is on Netflix.
Live action. There's only two episodes per tape.
Oh, God.
Man, apparently I have also watched live action of Death Note. You got that from
the corner store, right?
Apparently,
two episodes on a tape. You probably got that from the corners.
Is it bad that I don't remember watching the live action Death Note like at all? I could have sworn I didn't watch it, but then I was just checking my Netflix, and Netflix is like, "Yeah, no, you watched it."
Maybe your son watched it.
He probably would actually watch.
He probably actually would watch it. So you got it now. Now you're gonna go grill him about it. Hey, did you watch Death Note?
Watch Death Note without me? The hell, man!
Did you watch?
Why are you waking up?
Wake him up in his Batman bed.
I got school tomorrow, Dad.
Why are you waking me up right now? God, I'm glad he does.
Oh, wait, no, it's Thanksgiving.
Well, it's Saturday anyway.
Oh, shoot. I forgot.
Thanksgiving was yesterday. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I meant like the week.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, oh, I forgot tomorrow's Saturday, so it doesn't even matter.
None of that matters.
Old people probably.
Literally, none of it matters.
Don't remember what day it is in the week.
Mark, what are we doing next week?
We are bringing back an old favorite, the classic quiz.
Quiz trivia. Boom. Who's hosting? Who's the
know.
Quiz master?
I don't actually know.
It's not me.
I don't know.
I've been banned from hosting.
All right, I'm going to be hosting trivia next week.
Expect a lot of it.
I'll come up with some good questions.
Some Digimon.
Yeah. I've got 40 questions about Inazuma 11.
I might win.
What are we doing the week after that?
I was really surprised.
The week after that will be Death Note. Death Note review.
That's right.
And live action. Death Note anime and the movie, the live action movie. I don't know if there's a Death Note movie.
There's tons of Death Note. The Netflix one wasn't even the first live action Death Note.
Yeah, there's a TV show, right? Like a live action.
Was there really?
There might be.
I think so.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So we're going to watch the anime. We're going to watch the Netflix show. We're all going to be happy.
And we're going to watch, probably going to end up watching the live action play, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll all show up in 2 weeks and have our own death notes, Sai's name written down in different ways.
That's fine.
And then we'll see what happens.
That's why Sai doesn't reveal his real name.
That's true.
Exactly.
He's playing it smart. Mm-hmm. He knows what'll happen.
Which we're probably gonna have an hour conversation about how Death Note actually should work.
Yes. Yeah. I have lots of thoughts on Death Note.
Well, let's say
we'll get to that in 2 weeks.
So we don't wanna bury the lead.
Yeah.
Let's not get people too excited. Mark, take us out. End this podcast.
Got it. All right. If you made it this far, done the right thing. You waited until your parents were almost home. So you can take that tape, put it back in the box, sprinkle that dust on so your parents don't know that you touched it, put that special box back onto the bed, and then wait exactly 1 week to break it back out for the special quiz edition of Dad's Anime Stack. And then follow us on Facebook and Twitter.